up in the end for us. But you didn't die and remain in the grave, but you rose up. And because you rose up, it is a testament. It is a proclamation that even though some of us today may be having dead situations, that even though we may have encountered things that look like they are dead, they are lifeless. You are reminding us, because I live, you can face tomorrow. Oh, some of us could be worried, could be in that situation of helplessness, wondering, how could I ever face tomorrow? How can I ever face people? How can my life ever be the same again? Oh, so much has happened to me. And this evening, oh God, you're reminding us, because I live, you can face tomorrow. Because I live, you can face tomorrow. Father, we give you praise. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you honor. Thank you, God, because you purpose to meet with somebody here today, oh God. And if this is all there was for this meeting, oh God, it is enough. We can declare and say it is enough, because you've ministered to us, oh God. God, in that situation that sometimes we may find ourselves in, oh God, wanting to know all the answers, wanting to have all the solutions, today you're telling us, because I live, you can face tomorrow. Tomorrow is assured, because I live. And Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we welcome you more and more into this place, oh God. Any heart that, Lord, is troubled today, we are praying that, Lord, your peace that passes all human understanding, oh God, may overwhelm such in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody today who came to this sanctuary with a heavy heart, oh God, I am praying that, God, your peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God, will restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody today, oh God, who came to this sanctuary today, worried over a situation, worried over something that they have no control over, we are praying, God, may you answer them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you live, oh God. Give them that assurance that you can face tomorrow. Give them that assurance that, Lord, you are no longer in the grave, but that you rose up and you are seated in the heavenly place looking at us and saying, because I live, you can face tomorrow. There is no situation that is too hard. There is no mountain that is too tall. Because I live, you can face tomorrow. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Say hello to your neighbor even as you get seated. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Thank you very much, worship team. That was beautiful. Thank you for taking us before the very presence of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God is a good God. Oh, God is a good God, church. You know, there is nobody who knows you the way God knows you. God knows your situations. God knows the journeys that you have taken. He knows the path that you've walked through. And he is the answer man. You may not have all the answers, but he is the answer man. And there is one thing that keeps me going, that I know the answer man. I know that answer man. So things may not work right, but that's okay, because I know the answer man. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody today? I am so excited. I don't know about you. I am actually excited, because it's about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is about him and him alone. We welcome you to Empowerment Christian Center today. Our time is far gone, but that's okay. Because when you're worshiping Christ, you're not wasting any time. I know for those of you who started with us, you feel already bubbling in the spirit. And that's okay. That's the whole purpose of being in the ministry, in this sanctuary today. Just to worship the Lord and to feel the presence of the Lord. Somebody has been encouraged. Somebody has been lifted up. Somebody who was worried. Somebody who had a situation. Somebody who was stuck somewhere is feeling relieved, because you feel that the Lord has given me a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. So we welcome you again and again and again. But today, it is not church as usual. The purpose for today is actually a farewell to Pastor Wilson. Kerie Kabu. It's Kerie Kabu, not Kabu Kerie. Kerie Kabu. Wilson Kerie Kabu. This man, he's the reason that we're here to bid him farewell. He leaves in a couple of weeks. And he has meant a lot to us here in Empowerment Christian Center, to many people that he has encountered with. And we know that the Lord is going to bless him. He is going to direct him. He's going to back to the ministry back home in Kenya. And I know the Lord will continue making ways for him and opening his eyes that he may see what the Lord wants him to do. So that's the reason why we are here today. But before we go too far, I'd like to ask Pastor Tony to come and say a word or two, and also invite maybe another one or two ministers to also say hello and have an opportunity of saying farewell to Pastor Kabu.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor, high five them, tell them it is okay. Amen. Turn to the other neighbor, tell them things are working better. Mambo sawa sawa. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. What a delight it is for us to be in the house of God this afternoon. It is a joy that the Lord has sustained every single one of us. Praise the Lord. And even though I cannot really barely see you because of the lights, I'm trusting God that He has protected you. He has been your defender. He has been your shield. Amen. And giving you an opportunity to come to the house of God to bid farewell to a general in the faith. Amen. Amen. I really, really do not have many words to tell you, because I know every single one of us has something that he can speak about Pastor Wilson. Pastor Wilson came to us from St. Louis 4 years ago, and it just looks like yesterday. There are men and women of God that God can connect you with that, you know, are unique in every manner of way. And when they come to you, they not only come to you to be a blessing to you, but they come to sharpen you, they come to enlighten you, they come to be kind of like a counselor, more than a brother. And that is exactly what Pastor Wilson has been to me. I knew Pastor Wilson way back in Kenya, in Nakuru. We never used to fellowship, but we used to, you know, meet once in a while, and he used to be in ministry. But I can tell you this, that since Pastor Wilson came from St. Louis and joined our church 4 years ago, I have observed this man, and I can confidently say that this man has modeled, he has been a model to so many. He has been a model to me in prayer, in the word of God, in integrity, in excellence. He has been a model to me. Amen. And I just want to thank God that that even in these last days, when there are so many things that are assaulting the body of Christ, that there we still have some remnants who are completely yielded and dedicated to the work of the ministry. And my prayer is that as Pastor Wilson goes home, he will continue to serve the Lord even much more than he has been doing here at Empowerment. I have very, very, very fond memories of things that we have done together. Like, we have tarried in this house, you know, many days, and I mean many nights, me and a few brothers with Pastor Wilson, just interceding for brothers and sisters. I delegated the ministry of a Bible study to Pastor Wilson, and he has held it for almost 2 years now. And let me tell you, some of the foundational teachings that we've had in that Bible study, to those that have been attending, they can testify that they have been completely grounded in the things of faith. I remember like one topic we were talking about, the power of the Holy Spirit, how we need to tame our tongue. And out of that small fellowship that meets for the Bible study, I have had testimonies of how people are very careful about the words that come out of their mouth. And many things I've seen people just grow from one level to another. And I thank God, Pastor Wilson, for the way you have allowed the Lord to use you mightily, even at Empowerment Christian Center. I feel like I don't want him to go, but on the same time, I know it is the right thing for him to go, because he has been without his family for about 10 years. And I had an opportunity to go back in Kenya and met his wife and his children. And I am telling you, his wife is on the fire for the Lord. Amen. And so I feel this is the Lord's season for him to go back, so that she can assist that beautiful woman of the Lord, you know, serve the Lord. Amen. And so with the whole of my heart, I've released Pastor Wilson. And we are still going to get connected even as he goes back to Kenya. And I believe that that the Lord is going to open up even greater doors for him. I just want to give this opportunity to some of us who have been here and have been impacted by Pastor Wilson. But just before I do that, I'd like to acknowledge the men and women of God who are in our midst. I'd like, first of all, to acknowledge Pastors Jack and Lucy Kingori. Praise the Lord. Can you appreciate the men of God? Amen, amen. I would also would like to appreciate Evangelist Hilda. Amen. Amen, amen. Do we have also, I would like to appreciate Minister Richard. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Julius, of course, is here. Do we have any other ministers that I cannot see? Oh, we also have Evangelist Noel. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. And also we have a team. Evangelist? Oh, Evangelist Bold. It is nice to see you. Amen. Do you have any other men of God in our midst? Oh, man, we are men of God. praise the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, I saw Pastor Steve. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming, men of God. It is a wonderful, wonderful occasion. I would like to give this opportunity, first of all, to Pastor Jack, who will come and give some words of encouragement to Pastor Wilson. And then we want to share this time that I've been given to come and talk to you so that we can encourage Pastor Wilson. Amen. If you want to brag about how he has been a blessing to you, oh, praise the Lord, Elijah and your family. Praise God. Oh, look at Ashiko. You're here all the way from St. Louis. Praise the Lord. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. So I would like to take this opportunity to welcome my pastor, Jackson Kingori, to come and speak a few words of encouragement to Pastor Wilson, and then we'll continue from there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. It's our joy to be here tonight and to come and celebrate the homegoing, not heaven. the homegoing to our beloved nation of our dear brother, amen. I believe and I want to admit that the decision you've made is the right decision. America is a great nation, but America is not heaven. Amen? And therefore, for someone to think about going back home to the roots, where your family is and where you grew and where you've made a big impact, I think it's very, very important. And I want to hope that we can have more and more people emulating what you're doing. God is a God of seasons, and there's a season for everything. Your time has been profitable amongst us and amongst Pastor Tony and the rest of this congregation. But now it's more profitable for you to go and do the next part of your calling back in Kenya. My word of encouragement or my word of advice is this. When you go back home, please take a positive report. Amen. Take a positive report. Don't take a negative report about America. And I keep saying over and over, we are ensnared by the words of our mouth. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Since God brought us in this nation, and we decided on our own volition to be this nation, nobody was shipped to America by force. We all went to the embassy. Some of you went crying and fasting to come to this nation. Others got green cards and you chose to come here. The fact of the matter is we came to this nation. And because God brought us this nation, we need to appreciate this nation with the highest esteem we can. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if this nation is not good for you, then go home. What are you doing here? I mean, just go, pack up and go. Instead of criticizing and talking bad about America, and yet you're still in this country. Pastor Wilson, America has been good for you for those 10 years. So when you go back home, go with a positive report, because they want to ask you, how is America? We hear that even people, brethren, are divorcing each other. It may be happening, but guess what? You are not a messenger of doom news. Amen. Tell them that the church is well and sound. and that there is a remnant. And the same devil you have in Kenya is the same devil you have in America. In America, it may be more sophisticated. Or more trained. Whatever you might call it. But trust me, we have bad demons in Kenya. So let's be carriers of good news. When we came to this nation with my wife, and all of us, all of you know what we all go through. And the first few months, the first year, the kind of jobs you do. And I was getting all these emails and tell us how you're doing. And I vowed, or we vowed, we will not talk negative about our stay here. So we responded with wonderful testimonies. And we said, we're doing great. We're getting good money. We are living in a good house, even though we're living in an apartment. Because by doing so, you are proclaiming faith. Hallelujah. So let's be people that talk good, positive about where we live. Even the job you're doing, even if you don't like it, talk positive about it. Because it is through that positiveness that God will see how much you appreciate it and God will promote you to the next level. So my brothers, go back home, go with a positive report. If they ask you about your pastor, talk good and great things about him. Amen. Yeah, don't talk about divisions. Talk positive things. Amen. Where don't you have all these things? You get them everywhere. So talk positive things about our nation, America. Our community, the Kenyans who are here in this country. And when we come home, because, you know, you can go and say all the kind of things, and then when you get to Kenya, you're being told, I had so and so, you know, I'm going to come and look for you. So talk good report about me. Amen? I don't care whether we disagreed. You got to talk good news about me. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. But let's be carriers of good news, church. Wherever we are, whether things are working or not, let us not be ensnared by words of our mouth. And the fact that you're talking positive does not mean that you're not going through challenges. All of us go through challenges. All of us go through crisis. We are hit by the same inflation. But guess what? It does not help to add fire on fire. So I have chosen to talk good things about my church, to talk good things about my members, talk good things about my wife, talk good things about other pastors, talk good things about the community of the believers. And when you do that, the Lord will bless you. Amen. It's been a joy to have you, brother. And I don't know what I can say. All I can say is that I have known you to be a man who loves the Lord. Amen. And a family man, for that matter. And your height tells about it. Amen. So we are happy that you're going back home, and the Lord bless you. Amen.
Come on, appreciate Pastor Jackson Kingori. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that word. Amen. Next on the list, pretty quick, I'm going to call Evangelist Hilda. Please come here. I would like you to be brief. Come and speak whatever Pastor Wilson has been to you. If you want to give him some few words of encouragement, it's your
floor. Praise the Lord. Bwana asifiwe. I'm so happy to know Pastor. I always call him Pastor Murefu. And when you call his phone, it's just hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's all about God. Praise God. And I'm happy to know you. He has been really a partner in our ministry. We hold a meeting here every fourth Sunday of the month, which is tomorrow. I invite you. And the good thing is, Pastor Murevu was one of our speakers in our 8th annual conference. And he was ministering to ladies. Hallelujah. So he has been so good to us. And what I can tell you, Pastor Murefu, that's a good decision to go back to your family. Be strong in the Lord. Know that God is with you. He will provide for you. He has a good plan for you, a good plan to prosper. And read Deuteronomy 28 again and again. And all the blessings will be upon you and your family. God bless you.
Come on, give it to Evangelist Hilda, thank you so much. Next on the line, I'd like to invite Evangelist Bolt. Please come over here. Did I get your name right? Boyd, I really apologize. That's the name I was told, you know. I really apologize. Can you welcome Evangelist Boyd to the microphone and our team? I really apologize.
It's okay. God bless you all, and thank you so much. We're so glad to be here and to be among you all. First time visiting, and had an opportunity to meet Pastor Wilson, probably in one of the most inconvenient times of my life, but one of the most glorious times also, because God worked a wonderful miracle, and he was a witness to it. He allowed me to be a witness to it and my whole entire family. January 1st, my son-in-law, who's in the audience in a yellow T-shirt. By the way, we all have on yellow T-shirts because we go in the streets and we bring them in. We go win souls for Jesus Christ. There's a team of us, and we try to dress alike, look alike as believers so we can be identified, right? Praise God. And they're my team. They're very committed, and I thank God for them. But what brought me back here, and I was traveling in ministry, was that he had been run over by a car, my son-in-law. A vehicle ran over his head. And part of the medical facility that Pastor Wilson worked in was therapeutic for him. But before he met him, they wanted to pull plugs on him and declared him dead because his brain was crushed, his skull was crushed, his lobes in his brain were gone. Everything was dead. And if you know anything about medicine, you would know that the heart pumps blood to the brain and that's what keeps the whole body going. Well, if this is not working, there was no way for that to be infused. So they were ready to pull plugs on him. But, and I keep saying they because it's part of their job to decide what they want to do. But my God, who's a healer and a deliverer, I had to tell him, whose report are you going to believe? So 10 days later or 11 days later, he wakes up after we declared life every day, every second, every hour, nonstop, telling that devil, you're a liar. And you're the father of lies. Get your hands off my son-in-law. He don't belong to you. He belongs to Christ. And then we met this man when I got here 20-something days later. See, this happened January 1. I didn't get back here to January 25th or so because the Lord told me to do a Lazarus thing like what he did. He didn't rush to Lazarus' sister's aid, did he? He waited 4 days. It was because he was trying to give God the glory so that his faith could be shown, so that the disciples could have faith. So the Lord was speaking that same thing to me and for these children, that they would have faith and stand firm on the word of God and not rush right back. Let me do what I do and you do what you do and just believe me. So he had spoken a word of life to me January 1. He said, your son will not die, but he will live. So I saw his future. He showed me his future. So every time I got a call, I was like, that's not what God showed me. That's not what that is. Sorry about it. Tell them thank you, but no thank you. So I met this man. And when I got there, my son-in-law was up walking around and going to the bathroom, and I'm already knowing it's a miracle because the Lord spoke it, but now I'm seeing it. And I'm watching Pastor Wilson saying, you don't understand. There's everybody up here that are paralysis and people are having to help feed them, and but your son, look at him. He's going to the bathroom all by himself. It's a miracle. And I'm like, oh, yes, it's a miracle. So the Lord gave me a prophetic word, and it's a logos word for the nation. And for anyone who have ears to hear, this word was told to me before 2012, and if you know anything about the numbers of God, 12 is the perfect government of God, the completion of God, for the priests and kings of God to rise and shine. Hallelujah. Rise and shine, people of God. This is our season. So the Lord spoke it to me a few days beforehand that in 2012, it would be show and tell. He said, in 2012, I would show up, show out, signs and wonders in the earth realm, I will show you and you tell about it. Hallelujah. And the flip side of that was, in 2012, you would know them by the stripes that they bear. You would know them by the fruit that they show. He said, it's two flip sides. He said, so look for it. You're going to see hidden things revealed. Aren't we seeing it? Ooh, everything that's been hidden is being exposed in this season. So keep your eyes open, people of God. He said, because you should have eyes that you do see. You should have ears that you do hear and hearts to perceive the things of God. And he said, and when you do this, you will show forth the praises of God and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, Pastor Wilson. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, mighty man of God. The Lord says to declare and decree a thing in you and it shall be established that you will be fruitful, that you will increase indeed. And if you believe it, receive it, and go forth, and every time something gets in your way, move out of my way. Thus said the Lord God Almighty. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow, did you want to introduce? Did you want to introduce us to your family?
This man, uh-huh. Oh my God.
Okay.
I wish you could see this man. He was my patient. He was out. Out. Our head doctor says no. They tried to set him out. But I praise God because of the wife. She was always with the Bible in the morning, praying, saying, my husband has to come back. Yes. If I give you testimony about this man, you're going to live for God. You know, Herman know about those lion's cage. You know, where you are put and you are, you know, that's where he was. And the whole hospital says it's only a Wilson who can deal with him. You see how strong he is, you know. So when he started moving, the ladies could come and he's going with them, five of them. It's only me who could handle him. And he did not know what was going on. Let me tell you, that lady came. With the Bible, you know, it is better have your Bible all the time. She was with the Bible every morning. I could go look at her, speak with her tongues, praying. I know this is the right time. I tell her, this is a miracle. He is walking. And you know what? He is only the guy that could come to me. He could ask, where is Wilson? Where is Wilson? One day we went outside. He told me, I have to go home. And you know, you're not allowed to let him go home by the hospital. But he told me, I'm going home. We are out, both of us. Then immediately, his father came. And he said, that is my dad. His dad started crying because that was the first time for him to speak. Now he is here. No more. 100% with, I think brain are there, everything. Am I right? Amen. Woo! Let me tell you about our mom-in-law. Since that day, she sent me text message a word every morning, up even this morning. Since February. And every, like last Sunday, well, they 15 came to Jesus. Every Saturday they go with this t-shirt with him, giving I was dead, I'm alive. Every Saturday, the whole group. You know, that's what we want. Amen. Every Saturday they are out to preach gospel because this guy is alive. Amen. Not the stories, me. Me and him, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You saved me.
Yeah?
You saved me.
We were together and this is a miracle. Amen. Anyway, I'm happy about. The thing I'm happy today is because of his life. Amen. Thank you. Oh, it was not me. Who? You gave me up.
Praise the Lord. Can you give a hand to Jesus? Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, you know what, Evangelist Boyd? We've heard about you so much. We are even in our Bible studies. I wanted to put a face to you because Pastor Wilson has been telling us about you and the way the Lord moved. And I would like really to talk to you maybe after, you know, after we are done here so that I can take over maybe his place if that would be possible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next on the list. Real quick, Evangelist Noel, please come up here real quick. I would like you to give a word. Can you give it to Evangelist Noel? Hallelujah. This is a member of our board, and so I would like her to encourage Pastor Wilson.
Praise the Lord. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I'm honored tonight that my brother has decided to go back home. A year ago, I was at home, and I visited with his wife. She came to see me and the whole of his family. They gave me support in a church, in a bishop's church where I preached. And when the wife to Pastor Wilson walked in and we greeted each other, she is on fire for Christ, let me tell you. Brother, the lady you left 10 years ago is on fire for Christ. So as you go back to Kenya, go prepared. And therefore, this lady walked in, and she hugged me and started a song of praise. And Bishop looked in her eyes and said, what is the one thing that you would pray before God? And she said that my husband comes back home. And let me tell you, brethren, we closed our eyes and we prayed with the team of the people that were there. His brother gave his life to Jesus that day. And as we were praying, Bishop spoke a word of faith and said, in 1 year, your husband will come back home. And before the end of 1 year, he came to the board and said, I'm going back home. So I bless the Lord for the act of faith that you have taken. This man has been a great man in my life. I've spent hours in this church in prayer with him. And if there's anything I will miss, Pastor Wilson, it's your faith. I bless the Lord for you because I know it's going to be carried forth to the people back home. Man of God, those hours that you have tarried in this church in the presence of God have not been in vain. Lives have been changed. We are encouraged and we will continue on even as you go. Pastor Wilson, the Lord bless you. The grace of the Lord be with you. The Lord will accompany you. I'm not afraid of where you're going. I know you'll be surrounded of the Lord. And I know that the Lord, my God, will keep you. And when I come back to Kenya, amidst the churches I'll visit, will be your church. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Amen. Come on, give it to Evangelist Noel. Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement. Next, Sister Purity, where are you? Come here. Come on, can you appreciate Sister Purity?
Praise the Lord. I am surprised that Pastor called me, but I bless God for tonight. God is so good. Amen. Pastor Wilson, I will really, really miss you. You've been such a help to me. Even just yesterday, you rescued me when my car was stranded. When I was stranded because my car broke down on 635 and Preston, and the one person that I called was Pastor because I knew he would come and help me. And I really, really thank God for Pastor Wilson. We've been having a Bible study here every Thursday, and I have grown so much in this Bible study and so much. It's one thing to preach, but it's also one thing to preach and live the life. And Pastor Wilson has preached and lived the life, and I thank God so much for that. So God bless you so much even as you go home. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. the list is growing here. do we have Sammy? Sammy, come here, son. Can you appreciate Sammy?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bona asifiwe. Let's greet each other. How are you doing? Thank you so much for coming. I really thank God for all of you for coming today to this farewell. I don't know what to say, but I just want to thank the good God for sending us Pastor Wilson. This is what I usually say. Before I was born, God knew me and God knew you, right? And so this is what God does. He knows Sam will go to the United States at one point. And when you get to the United States, God knew my state, how I'll be in my spiritual life. Sometimes you grow up in the Word of God, in church, but you don't get somebody to sit under, somebody to guide you, somebody to teach you, to be a Timothy. You don't get that person. Yet, you know, you just become shallow. Yes, you don't get deep in the Word of God. So for me, before I came up here, God knew me. And so he preordained Pastor Wilson to be here. And since he came and he started the Bible study, I've never missed, unless I was out of town. And God, I covenanted with God about that I will always be here. Wangeshi, we have always been here most of the time. And all this time when we have been here, I've grown. I can say I'm changed. Pastor Wilson is a man of faith. You know, you need to know people like Pastor Wilson. He's a man of faith. Even when there was no faith, he puts faith in there. But when there is no faith, doubt is there. For me, he says this, and I will always remember this. Faith is when you are standing up. You know those people who do the deep diving? Faith is when you stand up there. There's no water in the swimming pool. And then you dive in there. But by the time you get in the swimming pool, right there, there's already water. Amen? So that's what faith is. And for me, this has meant so much to me. Looking at his life, looking at how he conducts himself, looking at his passion for Christ, saying, you know what? The one thing I give preeminence is Christ. He says, even if I have family come from Kenya yesterday and they came today, they are visitors, I'm not going to stop coming to church. If they are not going to come, I'll be here. Yeah, that has his motto, and we have seen that. For me, Pastor Wilson, I will miss you. You've been a joy to me. I remember you. We talked when you started talking about the. We started going through this book, and we were talking about the word, our words. For me, let me tell you, if you read Numbers 14, there was a time the people of Israel, under the leadership of Moses, they started grumbling about Moses when God took them from the land of Egypt, and he promised them to take them to Canaan. And during on the way, and I have heard this story so many times, I know it, I've read it, but on the way, these people started complaining and grumbling. Why did you take us from Egypt? We should have died there, or it's better even for and especially after the report came from the 12 spies. You know why it's better for us to die here in the wilderness. But one thing happened during that time when people grumbled. God was so upset with them. God was so disappointed with them, and He said, "Those words, Numbers 14, those words that you have spoken in my hearing, surely they will come to pass." And those people who grumbled, and they were 20 years and over, they never entered the land of promise. Amen? So for me, I took whatever I say, the words that I say in the presence of God, they are very powerful. And I'm so bold nowadays. I don't care what's going on. It's not I don't care, but I don't mind what's going on. I don't mind the situation, what's happening in my life. I don't mind whether I'm going to work. I'm not going to go to work. I know God will supply. And I've taken that word. It's been my word, and I am running with it, and I'm not going to stop running with it until Jesus comes back. Amen.
Thank you, son. Sister Lorraine. We appreciate all those words of encouragement and, those words of edification. We really, really appreciate it. I wish everybody can come over here to this microphone and just tell Pastor Wilson how great, you know, he has been and how what an encouragement he has been. Sister Lorraine.
You didn't warn me. But I don't need any warning to talk to Pastor Wilson. He's been special. And I knew if I ever needed prayer, all I have to do is go ask. And I dragged myself here one day. I was feeling so poor, and so I didn't even know what was wrong, but something was wrong physically. And my husband dropped me off because I couldn't even drive, and I don't live that far. But I knew if I could get through that door and find that man and find Pastor Tony, that I'd be okay. And I came in, and I went past. Someone actually greeted me, and I don't really remember who, but someone greeted me and said, "How are you?" And it was like, I need to go in. And he was in the back. I grabbed him, and I said, "I need you to come pray for me." And we went to Pastor Tony's office, and he appointed the right people to be there, because the first woman who greeted me here when I first came through that door was here. I guess she's not here tonight, is she? She went back to Kenya. But she was there. And the three of them prayed over me. They anointed me, and I started recovering. It was like, thank you, Lord. I know I needed that. But then on Bible study nights, he lets me argue with him. Well, we don't argue, but he lets me ask questions, and he answers, and he always answers with Scripture, always. And we look it up, and is it in my Bible that way? Yes, it's in my Bible that way. So it's been wonderful to know you, and I'm so glad I came while you were still here.
Thank you, Sister Lorraine. Brother Fred and Winnie, come on here. Praise the Lord. Can you appreciate, give it to them? It's nice to see you guys.
Hi, everybody. You know, we think of you all real often. And Pastor Wilson, he just walks right into your heart, doesn't he? The minute you meet him, he's the friendliest guy I ever met. And you don't know how much I appreciate that you called us to invite us here. Because I do think it was a God-appointed thing. Because we're having an issue with our son. And I remember you all praying for him. And tonight, while we were here singing, "Nothing is impossible with God." And I asked God, "Well, how do we get around free will?" And God said, "Because I am very convincing." He can convince the hardest will, the hardest heart, the blindest eye. He has a way to convince them that he is God and that he loves us and that he made a way for us. And yes, he knew us before we were born, and he wrote our names on the palm of his hand, and he always knows what he's doing. He is a good God. And I thank you, Pastor Wilson, for calling us, tonight. Thank you.
I also want to say that we were also at the Bible study where Pastor Wilson was teaching, and it was very enlightening, right there in the Bible, scriptural, and there were a lot of good stories, like the one with the giraffe and the lion, and we'll never forget it. And there, someday we're going to be in Kenya to go and visit.
Thank you. Veronica.
I want to thank God very much for Pastor Wilson. He's been such an inspiration in my life. If I ever miss a Sunday, the first call that I get on my phone is Pastor Wilson's. And this is what he says: "Veronica, wake up." So he's been such a blessing in my life when I've been down. All I know is there's one person that I know tarries in the presence of God. And it's somebody that I can call on. And it's somebody that I can confide in. And I will not hear it from somebody else that I confided in him. He's been such a blessing in my life. And may the good Lord bless you.
Thank you, Veronica. Pastor Francis.
I don't know where to start, but this is my man. We have walked together with Pastor Wilson. We have eaten together, and I would call you my buddy. I miss you. We have a lot of similarities. I don't want to. We have preached together with this man. We have gone places together. And let me not say all. Because Pastor Tony, you know about it. Can I say it?
No.
Let me not say. But I know. Take my greetings to them. They know I love them. And sure, do it, please. I miss you, brother.
Thank you, Pastor Francis. I wish I can give this opportunity to everybody. Unfortunately, because of time, we have one more group that would like to invite Oklahoma. But just before I do that, I would really want to invite my wife to come and just say a word of encouragement to Pastor Wilson. Where's Catherine? Oklahoma team, where are you? Do you have the Oklahoma team? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm going to call you after this, and then so prepare yourself. I wish I can give this opportunity to line by line to, for us to come and give Pastor Wilson a word of encouragement. But I know we're going to have some time. You know, we're not going to be in a hurry. You can come and share some time with Pastor Wilson. Let me read the scripture here real quick. This is a scripture that comes to my mind when I think of the home going, Kenya going of Pastor Wilson. Not that home. You still have many, many years to live. Amen? Praise the Lord. And it's found in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, verse number 10. This is what the Bible says. And I'm directing this scripture to you, man of God. For God is not unjust as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints. For indeed you have served the saints here in Dallas, praise the Lord, as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. As you go, Pastor Wilson, you're leaving many people behind that you have modeled a life for. You know, when they remember about your prayer life, when they remember about the way you applied yourself to the scriptures, you're leaving behind a remnant that is excited about serving the Lord. Amen. And as we have talked between me and you many, many times about how we ought to be committed to the things of the Lord and how we need to redeem the days in which we are living, because they're not really actually very many. I believe that you've left an impact here at Empowerment Christian Center, not only by the words that you've spoken to us through Bible study or one-on-one, but through your life. Your life has been an epistle. And I can assuredly tell you this, that the Lord is not going to forget the work that you have, the work that you have done and committed yourself to here at Empowerment Christian Center and at the whole metropolis at large. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you, and He will sustain you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is Catherine still here? Okay. When she comes, I would want her to give a word of encouragement. I'm going to welcome the Oklahoma team, please. Please come here. I'd like you to give a number. And then after that, we're going to hand over the meeting to Minister Julius. Please come over here. Can you appreciate the Oklahoma team, please?
Praise God, you all. Praise God again. My name is Sam. I want to thank you all for the interest you have in Oklahoma, first of all. Thank you, Pastor Kingoli. You've been a blessing to me. Thank you, Pastor Heme, Pastor Wilson. Many of you here are a blessing to me by what you said. But I want to thank you, Pastor Wilson, so much. He has come to Oklahoma just once, but he was a blessing to us all. And, you know, the word he gave, he turned out to be a man of faith in our hearts. And when he come here, we know that we are sending a man of faith back to Kenya. All I want to tell you is you don't have to be in America to survive. The Bible says that the grace of God is sufficient for us. That's what you need to survive. Another thing the Bible says in the book of Romans, that there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. So whether you're here or whether you're in Kenya, the same love of God will be with you, and he'll provide for you with all that you need. I'll ask Alice to read us with a song.
Praise God. My name's Alice. I'm born again, and I love Christ as my personal Savior. I call him Dad. When I call him on the phone, I call him Dad. So I know I have a dad in Texas, but oh well, I don't know. I'll be calling him back home. So we are going to stand, all of us, and I'm going to lead with two songs. We're going to remind ourselves about Kigosho from back home. God bless you all. Amen. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Oh yeah 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 yeah. Emmanuel. Yeah 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 yeah.
natumuluki, oh natumuluki, natumuluki, Emmanuel, natumuluki, Emmanuel, natumuluki, oh natumcheze, tumcheze, oh natumcheze, natumcheze, Emmanuel, natumuluki. Teze, Emmanuel, natum. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Emmanuel, yeah, yeah. Yesu, Emmanuel, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, ni wajabu, yeah, yeah, ni wajabu. Oh, yeah, yeah, ni wajabu, yeah, yeah, ni wajabu. Yesu Emmanuel, yeye nwaja, yeye Emmanuel, yeye Emmanuel. Oh, natumcheze, natumcheze, oh, natumcheze, tumcheze. Yesu Emmanuel, Yesu Emmanuel. Kuna furaha pale katika lile jina, furaha pale katika lile jina, kuna furaha pale katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Ke Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile jina, kuitwa mwana katika lile jina, kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, kuna kunyenyekea katika lile jina. Kunyenyekea katika lile jina. Kuna kunyenyekea katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Kuitwa mwana katika lile jina. Kuna kuitwa mwana katika lile. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, kuna kuinuliwa katika lile jina. Kuinuliwa katika lile jina, kuna kuinuliwa katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana. Oh, kuna kubarikiwa katika lile jina. Oh, katika lile jina. Kuna kubarikiwa katika lile jina. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Oh, jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Ke Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Jina lake Yesu ni Bwana wa mabwana. Praise God. Mbarikiwe sana. I have a word. Dad, I have a word for you.
it comes from the book of Jeremiah 29:11. It talks about hope. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future." Dad, what I'm gonna tell you tonight, God is gonna send you back home, but the only thing I know, the plans he has for you, it's not the plans to discourage you, it's not the plans not to give you hope, but the plans he has for you is to give you hope and future. So may God bless you. We love you so much, and we will miss you. Amen.
Come on, I appreciate the Oklahoma team. Amen. Finally, just before I welcome Pastor Wilson, I'd like to welcome my baby to the microphone. And some of you don't even know my wife, by the way. I'm married, and between us, we have four boys, and I mean three boys. We have three boys and one girl. Amen? We are really, really blessed. Amen? Hallelujah. I know Pastor Wilson has been an encouragement to us as a family, and I would like to give this opportunity to my wife to just, you know, speak some words of wisdom to the man of God, even as he goes to Africa.
And praise the Lord. Before I do that, I'm going to invite Miss Small. Do you know the song Gather Ishidashishokia? I mean, it's like a Thanksgiving song for you that do not know Kikuyu. I just want us to give thanks to God because of giving us our brother here. He has been a blessing to us. There's nothing else that we can say but thank God because of who he has been even to our lives and to so many. He's been a daddy to so many. He's been an encourager to so many. He's been, you know, he's just been there for so many people, and most of us, even for me, I've learned so much from him. So before I say anything, I just want our sister to lead us with that song.
Hallelujah. Bwana asifiwe. Wadada wale wanajua kumsifu Bwana. Tukuje hapa. Hallelujah. This is our time. We want to thank God because what we are saying is that ever since we were rich children, and even until now, this God has been faithful. He has taken care of us, and we have seen him. Can you imagine when God, this man was not this height when he was born. Ever since he was that little, yeah, and now look at his height. And God has taken care of every inch of him. Hallelujah. Wadada mungekuwa hapa, kujeni, kujeni. Didi aruga maha deiki ya doito. Ukaiyo, nina moroka. Dada. Hallelujah. Na daramana vigeregere na shagwe. Hallelujah. Even the men you stand up. Gatho isi dasitoma. Mwadhi wakwa kumonyi nine wakwa. Neguonete we mwega jesu kia barare. Gado isi dasi toma mwadi wakwa oni geire raktoro kunyoro imanwe amokera mokera isyo gado siya kumani nide wakwa nekone tewe mwaga we mwaga kia parare wombo de naro siyo kinyate nire na donye giga nekone tasya mana neokaliga kekwanaga athuri okamanokia na tumia anake na yetu amokera mokera tio kumani nine wakwa nekwonete we mwaga we mwaga kia pararere womothe na rocio nginya na gatho isi dacitoma mwathi wakwa ni undu wacio manene unigeire urotara kumagio hindi ciothe ni undu ria mukira mukira icio kumaninine wakwa ni ngwonete wi mwega
To God. Amen. It is good to jump for the Lord and give glory to God for what he has done. For sure, he has been with us since our childhood. He has been our enabler. He has been our strength. He has brought us this far. And we just give glory to God because of that. And we thank God because of you, Pastor Mrefu. I'll call you Pastor Mrefu. Yeah, you have been a blessing to me. I give glory to God because of the work that you have done here. I mean, I've been talking with Pastor and it's like, what are we going to do without Pastor? He's been such a blessing to us. I was telling a Pastor, I mean, if it's okay for you to tell me, to tell the congregation this. He has been like, you know, he has been more than a brother. He has covered Pastor in so many areas. I mean, you'd think that, it's like he does the work of God without what? I mean, without any hindrance, without hesitation. I mean, he did this work like it was his own work. And as I was sitting there, the Lord was telling me this. You know, many times, it's a blessing to sit here and people are talking good about you when you're alive. Many times we wait for, you know, as it's a dead person here, you're dead. That's when you're giving a testimony of how good someone has been to you. It's good to give a testimony to someone when they can hear themselves, they can feel themselves. It's a blessing. Pastor, you have been a blessing to so many. And because of that, God is going to reward you. Even wherever you go, God is going to open up doors for you. Great things await you, my brother. Good things await you, my brother. Do not fear. Go out. Go out because the Lord has gone before you. And my encouragement to you, to the other people, is that even as you serve the Lord wherever it is, in the different ministries that God has given you, do not serve like, you know, you're like you're being forced or like, you know, you're here for a season and you're going. But serve with all your heart because your great rewarder is God. He will not forget your good works. So serve diligently. Serve with all your heart so that even when you go out and you're thinking of starting another ministry or you're thinking of whatever God is, the next step that God is going to lead you to, then the Lord will cause other people to sow into your life just like you have sown into other people's life. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. Now, I want to take this solemn moment to welcome my beloved friend and my brother and Pastor Wilson to the microphone so that he can come. And some of you, maybe this will be, you know, the words that you'll be hearing while you're looking at him, you know, maybe in a while. Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say hi to your neighbor. Yeah, because that one, we have to say that. Amen. It doesn't matter where we are neighbors. We are one in Christ. Whether NEMA, empowerment, everywhere, we are one in Christ. The thing is, we believe in local church. I do tell people this. You have to be under somebody. Get me right. Don't be vagabond. No. You know, I know. Whatever God is, I go there. Go be under somebody. That's all I believe. The way I am is because I was under somebody. And the pastor that I was under him, he was not a good man. You could not preach if you're not praying. Yeah, he was tough. Let me tell you the truth. If you could not come for prayers, you could not go out and preach. It was called Jackson Minor. He was well known in Nakuru. Yeah. If you could not do anything, sit down there. He could tell us, you are dry. What are you going to tell people that you have nothing? Go and pray for 2 hours. Then you stand, tell people something. That, you know, I say, what's wrong with this man? Does he think he is God? You know, he said, I don't care, but you have to pray. One day when I was ordained as an elder, I remember we went. In those days, Pastor Mark was, you know him very well. He was assistant pastor. He was a teacher in school. And I remember we went one night and he said, today, Friday, you elders, you're not going home. You're going to pray 12 hours. You are not going home. I asked him, what? 12 hours in the church? What about eating? No eating today. He forced, and we prayed. And we make it. Through that training, through that training, that's how I am. I don't pretend I'm the way I am. Amen. I do tell people, where you are, you have a gift. You know, I ask, if you in a church, and you have been sitting church wherever you are, on that chair for almost 1 year, you mess your pants or your dress, you mess the chair, and you are doing nothing. You know, you have to come to yourself and think, what am I doing here? Even I can't clean, I can't even do something. Go to pastor and tell him, pastor, I can do this in this church. The pastor will tell you, continue, because that comes from you. Not from the pastor, but from inside you. And you're going to do it. Amen. That's on the word I can tell you. Go and do something where you are. If I go back to Baroque, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to pray. You know why I'm happy with you? Can you imagine if Wilson could be here in a coffin? You could be all crying and say, go home. And in fact, even you could give about 60,000, 70,000 for me to be taken so fast back home. But now I'm alive here to say bye to you because our God is alive. Amen. That is my joy. That is my joy that I'm going to say Richard was with me. No. No, this can't work. No. This one, oh my God, without talking. I love you all, amen. Let me say this. I have my cousins, my nephew, they are here. All from away from St. Louis. Can you come here, three of you? Please. They have been driving the whole night to come and say bye to uncle. You know that is a respect. And you know very well back home as an uncle, you are well, well respected. Because I don't say, Mama, get wa mukonyo ti yawega. But anyway, that's another language, anyway. You know, people from Africa, we are blessed. We can change from this language to another one, to this one. That's a blessing. You know, this young lady, she came when she was here. Look now, the way they are. This one. Where is Jambi? What's wrong with Jambi? Okay. Can you say hi to they know you?
Praise God. It's good to be back here. I miss the church, I miss the congregation, I miss everybody. And it's a blessing to see you all. So yeah. And this first time I saw him, do you know what he did?
Tell them.
He pinched me.
That's why you grow.
He pinched me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God again. My name is Agladra Wanjiko Kamaro Oshiko. I am born again. I love Christ as my personal savior. I've known Uncle my whole life. And I've known him for almost like 8 years, and
that's good.
it's really sad that he's gonna leave us and go back home. But you know, he's always been our inspiration.
He's always been our pastor by heart. Everyone used to come to our house and he'd park his car by the driveway on the grass. We used to tell him we're going to give him a ticket. And for the last 5 years, we never got our money for a ticket. Because he said that grass is stepped on and you always grow and grow. So it's not a punishment. And, you know, I've learned so much from him and I love him so much. And I don't know, like, I don't know what else to say.
Don't say anything else. Amen. Anyway, Assumpta can tell you about this when he came. You see how, the way he is tall like me and strong? He was almost this young lady here the other day. No, you are a bit tall anyway. Now Luke is a grown up. You know, we let me say they are good children to me, and they listen to me. And even when they were here, they were doing very good. And I know even now they are doing good in St. Louis. Jabi, where was you? What's going on? You change behavior when you go back to St. Louis? Okay.
Praise God. Praise God again. It's good to be back. We missed you guys. We're doing fine in St. Louis, ministering and doing the work of God. We're going to miss you. And yeah, thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you very much. Amen. You know, they have been driving all the way. I can see David is there. David Madai, thank you very much for coming. I know him all the way from St. Louis. Now he is here. I know Mama Mwaura. You know, let me tell you one thing you don't know here. This is the lady that knows me for the last 30 years. Oh, wait a minute. 29, 28 years. She's here. Come, Mama. She, if you want to, when I was skinny, you know, leave about now the, you know, all these things are coming. When I was a good guy, you know, from 1981, and she was an usher in the church, the same church, Assemblies of God in Nakuru, Kenya, where Pastor Mark was a senior pastor. We have been together. You know Pastor Mwaura, who is under Pastor Kingori? You know, sometimes I look at your son, Mwaura, I start laughing when they are walking with the Kingori. Because he was a small boy in the house, you remember? He could come from school, in nursery school, and told him, Mwaura, his dad was there. And he looked like his dad, you know, and we were together. Oh, I can't say anything else. Say something.
Praise the Lord. I really thank God for Pastor William. I call him Baba Kiari. I know things really happen. I remember there was a time when I was a young mother and he was a young man. We could go down the valleys and up the hills declaring the good news of our Lord. Yeah. And so I am really thankful to God because of the far he has brought us, because he's the one who has kept us the way we are. And I really thank God for Pastor Wilson, because he has been such a blessing in my life. You hear, when he was a young man, I was a young mother, and we could go places declaring the good news of the Lord. Thank you, Pastor William. For
William is my dad. She is right. I'm Wilson William. No mistake. Amen. Let me tell you, if there is somebody, I remember we could go to her mom's house from Elberg on those valleys down. We were having one shirt. I remember we could carry two because we could wash this shirt at night, because tomorrow we are going open air meeting. And, we could sleep there with her mom, praying the whole night, speaking with her tongues. In the morning, we could see God moving. Let me tell you, the more you pray, miracle is a part of life of believers. It's because of backsliding spiritual backsliding. That's why we don't see miracles. But miracles is a part of our life. Somebody to hear, a bright man to see, it is not something that you're going to see as like a stretch. That is a part of our life. Yeah. We went to raise somebody dead in the hospital, I remember. I don't want to say that. You're going to laugh the whole day. But let me tell you, I was there waiting for this man when he was praying with our tongues. Come alive, come alive. And I was waiting. And the doctors were outside waiting for us. But when he did not raise up, the man said, okay, because we had done our prayers, you don't get up. We go. Then we went home. What I want to say is this. We have tried each and every part of faith. everything. Me tell me, I'll pray and go. I don't look at, you say this, yeah. In the name of Jesus, because he said we use the name. If you get up, it's okay. If you don't get up, I'll go. If you get up, we go with you. Because my work is there to pray. Okay. Amen. Okay, back home. I'm going, if you come back to Nakuru. I'm not in the town, but in somewhere called Baruk. Baruk is about 20 minutes from the town. That's why we have a church there. And my wife has been doing very good. I don't have time to give you testimony about my wife. Yeah, it is unbelievable. The way she was there, the way I left her, she could not even preach. But I told her, if you want to close the church, it's you. Me, I'm gone. Then she said, no, I'm not. You know, she started preaching, started doing, you know, many things. We bought a land. We have a church there. We have built it. And God is doing great things. Let me say, I will not say the way, Pastor, you have said, go with Numbers 13. Always give good report. Whether the church was what? If you see somebody, today our church was dry. The church was not dry. You are the one who was dry. Eh? How does the pastor was preaching? As you did not hear the word, you be prepared when you come to hear the word so that you can receive something. Yeah, let us be smart. You can hear somebody, today, Pastor, I did not hear that. Is you have problem. If you are ready, get the word, pray for it, go home, and God is going to do something. That's what I believe. Amen. There's no dry church as we. Good report, Numbers 13, amen. Always try to say something good for somebody. At least, you know, there was a lady, this lady, she could go to the mirror and look at herself. And before she was beautiful, and she said, I look angry nowadays. She continued saying this for 1 year. She was walking crooked. She got what she, you know, the more you say you are sick, you are poor, the more you be poor. Change your way of thinking. Change your way of thinking. You know the problem is here, Abragata, mehap here. The problem is here. Medura, Abragata, whatever you call it. You don't have any problem. You fight you yourself. Nobody else. It's you. When you say something, say it and go. I remember my son was 2 years, and the devil wanted to kill him. And I went home. I was from work at night. I'll never forget that. I picked my son at night, and my wife looked at me and said, today things are not good. I went outside. There was maize in the forest, and the whole community there, I did not care about whether they are there or not. I said, devil, you don't have a... This is mine, and you're not going to kill. About 2 hours. Then he started breathing, and he was gone. Today he is 16 years. Start in your gap. Don't wait for the pastor. Let me ask you a question. Wherever you are, you have a pastor. If a pastor already has gone in Kenya, are you going to call him on the airplane? You can't call his cell phone, no. Pastor, pray for us. We are in problem. As you stand in the gap, when pastor will come, just not to celebrate for what the brethren are doing in the church. Oh, my God. Amen. Say, oh, Pastor Mugo is here. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! He is here. Devil is a liar. Pastor Mugo is here. Devil is a liar. Pastor Mugo is here. Hey, he is here. So what? Devil, you are a liar. And he better be a liar. Amen? So he has healed our brother. He's here. You know, I'm happy. Anyway, I don't have to say much. We can stay the whole night. You tell everybody. You know, I can. Oh, I look at everybody because of Wilson. And I say, wow, all of you have come because of this guy. So at least I'm good. Amen? I start to see that I'm good. Shelly is there. All the way from Taita, amen? You know, Shari, you know, I have Shari, thank you for coming. God bless you. So you know, it is a blessing to see all of you. I can't have time, but we're going to talk when you're going to tweet. And let me tell you, remember me and I remember you. Be faithful. Let us live a holy life. Let us live, you know, it is hard, but let us live a holy life. You know, without that, nothing else. Holiness, you know, nobody will see God without holiness. That's what the Bible says. And having peace with everybody. Try to have peace. To have peace with some people, it is chaos. You need to say, now, even this one, Lord, but help me. You try to step one side because some, you can't. They are unlovable. Wherever they open mouth, only poison. But what are we going to do? We have to love them the way they are. Because we are called to love every one of us. Amen. And that's why I said, I don't have an enemy. My enemy is the devil. But there's no devil. All of you, you are human being. Amen. We have to fight against principality, powers, and the rulers of the darkness. We forget about people, we go to spiritual world. When we go to spiritual world, people will be free. Huh? Tell somebody about how Jesus loves you. Wherever I go, I don't care where. Whether we are 10 or 15, I say these words. If you don't have a church, there's a church called Empowerment Christian Center. And this church, it is because the power of Christ can be with us. I'm not ashamed. If you're from Nehemiah, tell people wherever you go. If you don't have church, come to Nehemiah means grace. My brothers, my sister. The word Nehemiah is Swahili, means grace. Come there. If you are in a Presbyterian, if you don't have church, come to our church. Don't let people stay in the house. Bring them to hear the word. If you can't preach to them, bring them. Somebody is going to preach for them. Amen. I love you all. Amen. I miss you. But let us connect in spiritual world. The best phone is heaven. No, don't waste time talking with your phone for 3 hours and you pray 1 minute. Get me right. Yeah? You speak with the phone, yeah, even you forget what you have been saying. When you come to pray, the Lord, thank you because I'm going to drive well. 2 minutes. We need to be ashamed. Take more time to pray. The more you pray, the more you don't talk much. The more you don't pray, the more you talk until those words your grandmother can talk, you're going to talk them. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Before Pastor Wilson goes, praise the Lord. We're almost coming to an end now. I'd like to ask the ministers of the gospel, we want to pray for Pastor Wilson so that you'll have a good journey. And after we pray for him, we're going to give you an opportunity to come and bless him while he is standing here. Amen. You know, we know he is going to Kenya, and I know that while he's going to Kenya, he's going to minister to other people, and he's going to do the work of the ministry. So we want to bless him and tell him that, you know what, you had some friends in Dallas. Amen. So I'm going to request the ministers of the gospel, please come over here. thank you. come over here so that we can pray for our brother. Praise the Lord. Pastor Joe Mogo is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come over. Come over, please. Pastors, ministers, evangelists, ministers of the gospel, please come over. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask Pastor Lucy, who has not spoken to us, to come and pray. We are going to, can we all stand up, please? And I would like you to do this. Stretch your hands towards Pastor, and we are also going to, pray for him. Let us pray in agreement. And as he goes, we know that God is going to minister to him. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Father, we adore you.
Yes, Lord.
We acknowledge you, Lord, as the one who has been faithful in the life of our brother, O God. We acknowledge you as God this day, my Father. Thank you, Lord, for causing us to be called your children, my Father,
yes, Lord,
that we can come into your very presence by the blood of Jesus Christ. We can come to the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifices that are acceptable before you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We come to acknowledge you as God, and there is none other besides thee, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We declare you as Jehovah Elyon, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
And we declare you are our Adonai, my Father, today. You are our Master. You are our Lord, O God.
Yes,
we declare that you are the I am, O Lord.
Yes.
We come to pledge our allegiance to you today, O God.
Yes,
we say that we love you, O God, from the very bottom of our hearts, O Lord. We acknowledge your wisdom in sending Jesus to sort us out, O God. Us who were afar off, O God, separated from you, O God, and being enemies, O God, to your kingdom.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have made us, my Father, to be your children. We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Acknowledge your wisdom, O God, and your power, O God. Today, now, we can come with no condemnation
yes, Lord.
Because of what you have done.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank you. We acknowledge you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you that you made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
Yes, Lord.
That we might be your righteousness in him, O God. Oh, thank God, what an honor, what
thank
a privilege
yes,
to be
God.
Called your children.
Yes,
we are assured of this one thing, that
yes.
wherever we are, oh,
yes.
God,
yes.
oh, God Almighty, you love us, oh, God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Have given us the privilege, oh, God, to plug into the blessings of Abraham, my Father. Oh, God Almighty, you are our God and our exceeding great reward, oh, Father. You bless Abraham and told him that you bless him so that he could be a blessing, my Father.
Yes.
And now, even as my brother, you have blessed him, oh, God.
Yes,
and you are causing him to be a blessing wherever he will be, oh, Lord. We thank you that he has been a blessing to this church, oh, God. And wherever he goes, just like you are with Abraham, my Father, you are going to go with him.
Yes.
You told Abraham, my Father, whether he was in the desert, whether he goes east or west, you will be with him, my Father, and he will be a blessing. He'll be a blessing wherever he will be.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Cannot be a blessing unless you bless him.
Yes.
Mighty Father, we are praying this prayer for him today.
Hallelujah.
That you bless him indeed.
Yes.
Bless him indeed.
Hallelujah.
Bless him indeed.
Oh, yes.
Enlarge his territory.
Hallelujah.
Enlarge his territory.
Hallelujah.
May your hand be
yes,
upon
God.
Him. May
yes,
your
God.
Hand be upon him,
yes,
Lord.
God.
May you keep him away
yes,
from
Lord.
Every evil.
Yes.
May you cause him to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
May you cause him to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Whatever he does in word or deed,
yes.
we declare that he is going to be a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for enlarging his territory, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Father, Hallelujah. I pray that his going out and coming in will be blessed.
Yes.
He shall be mighty on the earth.
Yes.
Just like you have promised in Deuteronomy 28 that you have set him high above the nations of the
yes.
earth. And his enemies come one way, they run away from him seven different
yes.
ways.
Yes. Yes.
He is above and not beneath.
Oh,
he is the head and
yes.
not the tail.
Yes.
Oh, we honor you, Lord.
Thank you,
for
Lord.
Your goodness in our lives, oh, Father. We pray that you bless his wife, oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty, bless his children, oh, Father.
Yes.
Cause
yes.
the enemies to run away from them in,
yes,
name, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We come
yes.
against every scheme and plan of the enemy.
Mm.
Against his life right now.
Mm.
Against his family.
Yes.
Against his salvation.
Mm.
Against his soul.
Mm.
Against his church.
Yes.
Against his brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Against his acquaintances.
Yes.
Against his friends.
Yes,
against
Lord.
His relatives.
Hallelujah.
We bind you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Declare you are under our feet.
Yes.
According to Ephesians 2,
Hallelujah.
You are under our feet in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. We have been
Hallelujah.
Raised with Jesus Christ above every
Hallelujah.
Principality and power.
Yes.
Right
Hallelujah.
Now we pray a prayer of agreement
yes.
and let you know that we are more than conquerors
yes.
in Jesus Christ who loved us.
Yes, Lord.
Wilson is more than a conqueror.
Yes. Yes.
Wilson is more than a conqueror.
Yes. Yes.
God Almighty is on his side and the devil cannot be against him.
Hallelujah,
and
Lord.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. nothing will separate him from the love of God.
Yes.
Oh, glory to Jesus. He is more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
He is winning the war.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory and praise. Yes, my Lord. Father, as he prepares to go, you are going to make ways for him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As he puts things together, my Father, I'm praying that you open doors for him.
Yes,
doors
Lord.
Of favor, doors of provision.
Yes.
Oh, God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, every hindrance of hell, we command you to open.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we resist you right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Every door that is closed against him right now, we command you to open in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, as he goes, I pray for provisions, favor of every kind in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We are looking forward to hear great things because you are enlarging him. You are enlarging him, Lord. We honor you, Lord. You are God of provision.
Yes,
you are God El Shaddai, more than
Lord.
Enough. He is
Hallelujah.
Moving from one degree of glory to the other.
Hallelujah.
When we hear of him next, you'll be preaching to thousands and thousands. Miracles, signs and wonders.
Yes.
Your hand is upon him, my God.
Yes,
and you will confirm your word with signs and wonders, miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to your will, O God.
Lord.
We give
Lord.
You honor. We give you praise. Now we send him away with the blessings of the Lord. May your hand be upon him, O God.
Oh, yes,
may your face shine upon him, Lord.
Yes.
May you give him your peace.
Yes.
May you give him your grace.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we give you praise.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Come on, everybody. Give Jesus a mighty hand clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to give you an opportunity to come and bless the man of God. Pastor, just come here. We can start, you know, coming here. You greet him. If you have an envelope, you can get an envelope from Brother Alan. You can, and also Sam has an envelope. Get an envelope. Come and greet him. We are not going to be in a hurry, but I think, you know, it's good for you to come and greet him and, you know, with something in your hand. Then we have a lot of food, brothers and sisters. So don't be in a hurry. You know, we've prepared some food for you, and it's going to be a nice fellowship tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh. Pastor wants me to say, talk again. Amen. Speak. Okay, you know what? I try to think for each and every one of you. Also, I will not forget those who went home last year, and they went to see my family. I know Bogos family. I know Noel. There is Joyce was home. She went to see my family, and you know, I was happy. I you blessed my heart. I'll never forget that, because when you go home and you say hi to my family, it's like it's beyond my knowledge. I do remember you in prayers. Amen. I see so many friends, even, you know, sometimes you think so and so, you know, but you are here. It's because that you love me. Amen. And I love you too. So God bless you. Oh, you have started or what? I don't know what's going on. Pastor, you give me the microphone, then you went.
I gave you the microphone and then I went. Okay. Amen. This is what you're going to do. We want to pray. Pray for the food and conclude this meeting. And once you come and you greet Pastor Wilson, you can go to the fellowship area and you can get yourself some food. Amen? Why don't we do that? Let's stand on our feet.
Okay. Before we give, I felt to say something, because it is good we have given good ones to the pastor. But sometimes we slack in appreciating when it comes to giving. Let me tell you something. Whatever we have said, we can only show in giving. But this is the one that I wanted to speak. There are some of us that I feel that God is extending that how we can support Pastor even when he got to Kenya. Sometimes he got there and he is praying for us. He is praying for you. And I feel there are a number of us that God will speak to you, whether it's once in a while, on a monthly basis, or sometimes, that may you remember the man of God and support the work that he is doing in Kenya. So if you're one of those people, please don't close your heart. Continue to do that. That's all what I needed to say. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Steve. Let's pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this particular moment that you've granted us, Lord, as your children, to come together here to celebrate one of the generals in the city. Father, even as he geographically shifts to another area to serve you, Lord, we thank you because he's going to have a good time over there, and he's going to have even another greater experience with you. Lord, we thank you even for everybody who came here tonight. Lord, I speak a blessing over their lives. Whatever their hands shall find to do, Lord, it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, even for the fellowship that thou hast granted us here tonight, that we have come here to love one another and to express our love even to our pastor who has been so kind and so generous with his love and his applications of his faith, Lord, even unto us. Lord, I pray even as we go home later this evening, Lord, that you shall grant us safe mercies in the journey mercies in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray even as we plan to congregate tomorrow, Lord, to worship you together. I pray that you shall grant us a good time tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak a blessing over the food that you've granted us. Lord, we speak a blessing over it as we eat it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for you have been with us. As we give here tonight and as we express our love even to our pastor, Lord, I pray that you shall bring a multiplicity in the seed that we are sowing into the man of God. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. 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 You're welcome to come over here, brothers and sisters. Come and bless the man of God. And as soon as you give, you can go to the fellowship area and you'll be served with food. The Lord bless you. Indaga